Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I've decided to make a video on what I believe the five top best things Trump has done so far in his presidency. And I'm following it up with the five worst things that he's done in his presidency. Those who listen to my show know that I am an independent. I believe the left-right paradigm is a farce. I think that we're divided in ways that are ridiculous. And I'm going to do another documentary on the divide and how ridiculous the left-right paradigm is. But right now I'm going to talk about the pros and cons of Trump, the five best, five worst things. As you might know, I think there's a lot of good things he's done in our country, but geopolitically I'm not really keen on some of this war rhetoric that's going on. So before we get into these top five things, I know that people aren't going to have the same opinions as me. And if I had some really smart people debating with me, I might change my mind on what the top five things are. But to make a crack at what I believe the top five things are right now, based on the knowledge I have, this is what I think it is. So here we go, the top five things. Number five, fake news. Trump's election showed the power of the alternative media. He also personally highlighted that our mass media is, well, a big portion of it is fake. We have six media companies controlling 90% of the news. Most of the problem is the mass media simply does not cover real news. It's just silent, dark. It's not covered. But the news they do cover is often sugar-coated or spun to distract people from the real news, or in times when they want to control the narrative, they may just make things up. Number four, tax cuts. Tax cuts for the average person is really helping everyone in the general economy. But also even bigger was the slashing of the corporate tax rate from 40% approximately to approximately 25%. This puts the United States at about average now in the world. You can see in this chart that the tax rate was higher than all but one in the world, one country in the world. This high tax rate effectively incented corporations to invest elsewhere and to keep their money out of the United States. People who complain that this is a tax break for the rich are not being intellectually honest. The reduction of this tax rate helps those businesses that do not qualify for many of the loopholes that are built into the tax structure that enables certain corporations and industries to avoid paying taxes. The small retailer down the street does not typically qualify for those loopholes. So ultimately, this helps small businesses and those industries that do not benefit from tax incentives and loopholes. This tax is going to help the everyday small business on the street. Number three, pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The TPP was a secret trade deal that the lawmakers were not allowed to copy or share with the public. I think we all remember that, all the noise going around and people were up in arms because they didn't know. Of course, it was another thing that was not transparent that was going through in our government. There were so many problems with the trade deal, it's impossible to really cover here. One of the biggest problems were the secretive court system called the ISDS, or as you can think of, the court that will rule the world. The ISDS would have given corporations power that made it much easier to extort money out of countries. But in general, the most common criticisms of the system are that it's secret, that it's dominated by unaccountable big firm lawyers, and that the global corporations use it to change sovereign laws and undermine regulations. Number two, recovering stolen assets. Trump put in an executive order in December, right before Christmas. And the executive order was to go after massive corruption and in cases to be able to recover stolen assets. Because I don't know the full extent of the assets that have been recovered, and because it's such an important part of our country being able to flourish long term, I am going on a limb and saying this is happening. If in a few years it didn't happen, this will obviously come off my top five Trump list. But according to sources, this is real and it's happening. And let me read to you some of the things that I've been hearing regarding assets within the reach and scope of the EU issued December 20th, 2017. That's the executive order I've been talking about. I've heard the reports of hundreds of pages of names of corrupt persons and firms whose assets are frozen by the EU's provisions.
I've also heard general comments to the effect that the value of the assets frozen slash seized runs into trillions and trillions of dollars. Now, of course, if even a little bit of this is true, it will fundamentally help our country. And many of you know that from the research from Professor Skidmore and Catherine Austin Fitz, there's over $21 trillion that is missing from just the Department of Defense and HUD. I don't know why that's not first page news and all over the mainstream media. Just that should show you that fake news is happening. But regardless, that's missing. It's proven that it's missing. And that alone would cover our debt for the country. Recovering those assets is absolutely critical for the health of our country. And we should be all determined to get that money back, if at all possible. Number one, trafficking and pedophilia crackdown. There have been thousands and thousands of pedophile circles, well, pedophiles and their circles being taken down. And you'll see small little headlines in your news, or in my case, in my city, I saw heard a little blip on the radio, and that's all I heard. The mass media is not covering it, but it is happening. I don't know if it's happening at the numbers at the elite level that I would like to see. That comes down to these sealed indictments. Are those real or not? I really hope they're real. But regardless, thousands of pedophiles and traffickers are being taken down. This is a big deal. Trafficking and brutalizing of our children and young adults is essentially rotting America from the inside out. The defense of the most vulnerable of us is what makes us an honorable and an enlightened society. To allow these types of atrocities to occur only makes us less than human. The heroic takedown of thousands of pedophile circles happening around our country really is a bright light in today's endless sea of negative headlines and news. The mass media is not covering it, so the alternative media really needs to shine a bright light that this is happening, and it's a huge triumph for Trump.
Have you ever walked into a room and forgot why you're there? Or forget a thought in the middle of a sentence? These brain fog moments are caused by dying brain cells. Your brain and memory began to decay starting at age 35. If you do nothing to stop it, your precious memories could be completely gone, never to return. The worst part is it's happening fast. By the time you are 55, almost 10% of your brain will be gone for good, 20% by the time you're 75. And most shrinkage is not age-related, it's lifestyle-related. If you are doing any one of three common habits, you are accelerating this shrinkage. But the good news is it can be reversed quickly and easily at any age. How? By stopping these three toxic habits you're doing every day that have been scientifically proven to damage your brain and memory. Click below for free information on what these three habits are and how to reverse this shrinkage.
Okay, to follow along with the top five things I need to do, the five worst things I think Trump has done in office. And again, people aren't going to necessarily agree with me. And if I had a bunch of smart people in a room with me debating me, I probably would change what the five worst things he's done. But here you go. Here are the five worst things that Trump has done while in office so far.
Number five, not being transparent about the corruption. There is an eerie silence on the true reality that our country has been captive to a vast network of criminals and corruption. This is occurring not only at the local city levels, but all the way to the top. Most people who are not living under a rock knows this, but it is not being addressed formally with the people. Trump is making comments and alluding to it, but there's no direct talk on the corruption and taking care of corruption. A perfect example of this is, again, the $21 trillion missing funds from HUD and DOD, as documented by Fitz and Skidmore. That should be directly addressed. Some say that QAnon and MegaAnon are shedding this light, and some others say it needs to be quiet so they can strategize. Okay, fair enough. If these sealed indictments are based on this, and it it needs to be strategy, fine, but it just doesn't feel enough. People need to know that something's happening. It needs to reach the common American. Number four, escalation of war in the Middle East, specifically with Iran. Iran has been upholding their end of the bargain to not pursue nuclear weapons in exchange for the U.S. and the EU to lift sanctions, which would have really helped Iran's economy. And sources claim that Trump wants to abandon this agreement, and his latest moves within his cabinet and with his close advisors signals that he's very serious about doing that and wants war with Iran. Other things in the Middle East is the growing coalition of terror groups, ISIS, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, that, you know, with all the money and all the presence we have there, why is that growing? And then also the fact that we're still heavily engaged in Syria. There is talk about pulling out of Syria, but at this moment, our troops are still there. Number three, the arms deal with Saudi Arabia. It's claimed to be the single largest arms deal in U.S. history at $350 billion over the next 10 years. Trump says it's going to create jobs, and it will. But at what cost? Saudi Arabia has clearly shown that it's one of the most brutal and vile countries on the planet. This deal represents a seriously flawed way of creating American jobs. Number two, moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. While this may help Israel and creates goodwill amongst Israel and the United States, it does very little to materially help the U.S. It also further escalates tensions in the Middle East. It clearly sends a signal to Americans and the world that Israel's needs or desires are more important than America's, and also more important than other countries and people in the region. Bottom line, this is a move that is largely unnecessary and costly. Number one, not prosecuting Hillary Clinton, Podesta, and other high-profile criminals. This is a really important thing for Trump to have done. And hey, maybe it is being done in the sealed indictments. And then this list will change and it will become his number one of his number one accomplishments. That's taking down corruption along with pedophilia and trafficking. But what this does by not taking down these lowlifes, it sends a clear message to the American people that the law only applies to the peasants, to us, to all the rest of us. Crime pays for the elite and the powerful, and they live by a different set of laws than the rest of us. That is not a message a leader should be sending to the American people or to the world.
So if you like my work, please support me on Patreon. It's as low as a dollar a month, and I have a lot of exclusive interviews up there, and I have a couple of my books, and I'm going to keep trying to put things up there for people. But thank you very much for listening, and as always, if you have any suggestions, I love to see the comments below and hear what your thoughts are. Have a great day.